You will listen to a talk on popular destinations in Egypt. Listen to the talk and answer questions 1 to 10. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Listen and answer questions 1 to 4.
Today, I am going to briefly describe the features and history of the 6 popular destinations in Egypt. The pyramids of Giza, which were constructed around 4,500 years ago, are tombs of the mighty pharaohs, which is the Egyptian word for a king. The pyramids were built by Pharaoh Khufu, or Cheops, and were popularly named Ikit Khufu, which means horizon of Khufu. The mighty structures are guarded by the Sphinx, a mythical creature with a lion head and a human body. It is a limestone statue in a reclining position. The second destination is the temples at Luxor, which is located along the Nile in Upper Egypt, and has a flood of tourists each year. Luxor is the ancient city of Thebes. In its glorious years, Thebes was the capital of ancient Egypt. The east bank of Luxor has a vibrant souk or market, and the west bank, which is comparatively quiet, has several tombs and temples. Because of the wall art display all around the temples in the city, Luxor is called the biggest open-air museum on the planet. Two of the famous temples are Karnak Temple, which has been declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO, and the Memorial Temple of Hatshepsut.
Before you listen to the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now answer questions 5 to 10.
Our third site, also referred to as Fatimid Cairo, Islamic Cairo, was founded in 969 as an enclosure for the Fatimid caliphs. The narrow lanes, the mosques and the madrasas or the Islamic schools, have a charm of their own. There are several lanes and by-lanes lined up with tiny shops laden with textiles, spices, ceramics and perfumes. You can also find a range of souvenirs to give to your friends and relatives back home. Alexandria is a must-see. Alexander the Great established the city in 331 BC, which was considered a crossroads to the rest of the world. Situated on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, even today Alexandria is a major port and transportation center. Many of the historical sites in the city were devastated in a massive earthquake in the 14th century. The fifth wonder of Egypt is the Siwa Oasis, which is situated near the western border of Egypt. It was culturally isolated from the rest of the country up until the late 19th century. The town boasts of several freshwater springs. It is interesting to walk amidst the acres of lush palm groves and explore the remains of the Greco-Roman past in Siwa. The sixth and final destination is the Sharm el-Sheikh, a popular beach resort situated on the southern tip of the Sinai Peninsula. Some of the finest spots for diving in the world are in Sharm el-Sheikh. Tourists can enjoy rides to the beach on quad bikes, or jeeps and even on camels. Nabuk is wildly popular for snorkeling. The best time of the year to visit Egypt is between the colder months of October and April. Now I'll describe the itinerary for today. The brochure has all the details listed for you.